No, but she almost flew. We're not doing badly. We just about lost her voice this morning. So we're doing okay.
This is tape number 3 on April 4th, 1992. The next question is, since time and space are illusion, all is a continuum, and soul evolvement requires many incarnations of experiencing, are all lifetimes required by each of us happening simultaneously? Is past life regression simply a tapping into cosmic knowledge, a temporary remembering of an experience that is happening now to a different aspect of the soul of each of us? Please explain, especially for the benefit of the liberator readers who do not have the benefit of your meeting with us, how loved ones can recognize each other in realms beyond third dimension physical. Since attaining the capacity for loving purely is such a vital lesson of experiencing, and pure love for self and others is necessary for healing, the topic of love and its effects is extremely important for us to thoroughly understand. That's the end of the question already.
When you manifest into the physical compression, when you become manifest as a thought, for all practical purposes, again, if you cannot comprehend illusion, timelessness, spacelessness, then all we're doing is talking in circles anyway. She has the concept, she just can't comprehend it. It's too big for you to comprehend. You will comprehend it when you get to that level of understanding where it is. You are dealing here with what is, trying to figure out there what might be. If you close your eyes, for instance, everything in the room is gone. And if there was silence, you would not know except for the feeling of other presence. This room to Dorma is empty of bodies through her eyes. You know what she sees? She sees energy forms. There are no faces, no, and the room is filled. There wouldn't be room for you. Try it sometime. Try it right now. Just close your eyes and listen to me. The place is filled with energies of higher ones coming for lessons, to share, to serve, your guides, your people, ones who come to the higher teacher for listening and their own lessons for their growth. What you perceive on this planet can only be perceived in time segments. Your progress from and to in your experience is taken in sequences measured by your growth and learning. And you have no way to measure that from this dimension that you are experiencing. And for me to explain, as asked, I have no explanation to which you can relate except on a higher level of perception, because you've been there. The only reason that some of you can comprehend it is because you have been to a higher level of understanding and knowingness. And you can look what you would consider back at those experiences, because they all become past. Let us talk about the magic of the Far East, the true mysticism, the true unraveling of the great mysteries. Let us talk about flight. You see, they have learned that they have the ability to bring the frequency of the body to match, because you are a composition of all that is around you, no more and no less. Just as if you put an ice cube in a glass of water, and if it comes from the same tap stream, it will be identical, and it will just move into that water. If you heat it and it expands, it simply goes out as vapor. It is the same water. And through the control and the knowingness of how it works, understanding, literally comprehending how it works, yes, you could fly. You could pass through anything. Anything could pass through you. Because all things are made of the basic same thing, assembled to a different DNA blueprint. And you cannot think in one term and explain the other. And all beings in their separation are different levels of their experience. So in one sense, yes, you are experiencing all of it, because there is only infinity, which is all, everything, unending, unlimited. But to become one in the void with God, in the resting place, in the total stillness with God, means that you have made that whole circle, going out from God and experiencing all of these things in its proper sequence until you've learned, and you come back into the stillness with God. And you have no way of measuring where you are on that wheel, because there are wheels within wheels within wheels, and they're all spiral. Everything is a spiral. You're either going out or you're coming in as God breathes. Your breath, your body, everything is held together by compression. Read the Pleiades volumes. They're wondrous. They're the most important books for your spirituality on the planet. Don't neglect them. Even if you don't understand them, what I'm saying right now would make sense to you if you just read them. You cannot think in this little physical world and wonder if it's an illusion. You know it's an illusion. Or you wouldn't be struggling so blasted hard to get back to the disillusion. What are you looking for? Why haven't you found it? It's like wandering around in a dream. You can't seem to ever get there, can you? And yet once in a while you do. And that becomes your reality, and you want to hold to it. You want to bring it back, because something got finished. Most of your dreams don't get finished, you know. You make sure you don't quite finish them. But you do a lot of sorting during that period of time. And then very frequently when morning comes, you have solved problems. You won't remember having done it, but you'll be able to sit, and problems that were so great when you went to bed seem a little bit simpler, and maybe even the solution comes while you're taking your shower or whatever. You are alive in the physical. You are a functioning, compressed being And it's another one of those things. If you spend all your time trying to figure out what is beyond the veil, you will miss it when you get there. Allow it to unfold. And the only way that it can unfold is to do your homework. I can't sit here and give you 3 years of lesson in 3 hours. There's no way. There is no way that the physical mind can absorb it. It's not going to just sprinkle out on you. And anyone who tells you that it will is doing you a disservice. And you better check their Melchizedek credentials. You can be changed in the blink of an eye. But to come into knowing in the blink of an eye means you are going to make that transition into death of the body. And most of you are trying to avoid that like the plague. Let's have another question. Now we have a whole nother tape to fill up.
You'll really love this one. You have referred to the Ashtar command as a computer. Please explain how this is established and functions.
Just like a computer. I said the Ashtar command. Ashtar, that's what it's called. Ashtar is like commander or Bashar. Bashar means teacher, messenger, commander. Ashtar is a being who commands the Ashtar command. It holds all of the records, for instance, of this planet. It's got all of you wired in. It is not the Akashic records, as you know the Akashic records to be, which is the history. It is the DNA of God, if you want to call it that. All experience. All experience. That's a big brain. The Ashtar command is not the Akashic records, but it has access to the Akashic records. And every piece of equipment, if you will, comes under someone's direction. Hatton literally functioned as record keeper. And here's where a lot of the misinformation comes from, the bits and pieces that have filtered down to you and in the misunderstanding. As record keeper, I worked very closely with that command. Corton, as communications director, worked very closely with the Ashtar, quote, command, because that's where all the information regarding your planet and you people are stored. It is where we go for our information. The minute we have to evacuate the planet, we back off. Commander Ashtar takes over. And he is not royalty, and that is an insult. He is often called Lord Ashtar. But to you, that is a misnomer. That is a misuse of the word. Lord only means teacher. Master teacher. Well, you have the energy, the entity, that fills that role, just like I fill a role. Just like Corton fills a responsible position. But don't come tell me through your speaker, through Dorma, to me that I work for Commander Corton and therefore, I'm to tell you. What's the matter with him telling me? I'm in communications with him constantly. Doesn't have to take that route. If I'm going to get to Corton, don't think that I'm going to tell Susie Q in Arkansas. Those are messages sent to get me, if I am false, to respond to that. And say, oh, well, I guess Commander Corton told you that you were to do this, so I bless you. BX.
Next.
Yes.
Number 11. You acknowledge the improbability of Bo Greitz as becoming president because of the cartel-controlled media. Is it more important to cast a symbolic vote for Bo or to cast a positive vote for the least of the awful candidates? Yesterday you spoke somewhat approvingly of Pat Buchanan. Which of the Democratic candidates is the least awful? even if elections are fixed by virtue of hand-picked candidates, we need to demonstrate a show of force by voting for the best of the lot, by being divinely informed and influenced by your higher vantage point of discernment.
Well, obviously, Jared Brown's gotten himself into a lot of trouble, and these are old questions. Buchanan has proved what he is. He was just a front, and he was taken out of the race. And now all he is just a vague mouth, and you don't even hear from him anymore. He'll make a speech or something. Well, all I wanted to do was bring Bush over here back to... Please, all of you, remember, he made a big statement after he made one win. And he said, I'm going to meet with President Bush and demand that he consider stepping down. Does anybody remember that?
I remember.
He met with him. He met with him at Camp David, and... Mr. Buchanan never walked out of there again. And guess what he said immediately afterwards? Well, all I wanted to do was just get George to pay attention. I know that he's going to win. My gosh, you couldn't have done a better job of setting you up. So that one's out. Now what do we have with the Browns? Well, he had a father who was an elitist. Jerry is an honorable, honest, he's trying. But he just blew himself out. I don't believe he has a prayer now. Certainly, anybody groomed by the Bilderbergs and put out as presidential fodder, like Clinton is, I don't know. I don't know what you can do. Jerry has some good ideas. But a 13% tax means nothing if everybody's out of work, for instance. But he's trying to solve problems on a level within the system. That's what all of them are basically forced to do.
What about his choice for his running mate?
That did him in. And it also got the elite controllers around his neck. Jesse Jackson is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He is one of the elite. I would hope that every one of you would support him. You will notice that, you see, you don't see the underlying work that you do. Let me share a couple of things with you so that we can share something. More is taking place than you realize. Many of your readers, your brothers out there, have sent a barrage of liberators to Ross Perot. Ross Perot fully intended to announce his full-time running mate. You notice what he did. An interim running mate, just like Bo Brights did with Monet, to get them on the ballot that required. And then what did Ross say? I will not make a decision until summer. We'll see how this goes. Bo and Perot will probably be able to work it out. Neither wants to be president. Who would want that awful job? But Perot has the backing. He has the money, he has the popularity, he has the presency. He's been seen a lot. But he has the wrong ideas. He thinks you can do these things because he holds to the constitutional belief as an industrial man. He knows it's wrong. But he's a billionaire, for goodness sakes. And you don't have time to read the Liberators. Where in the world is he going to get this information? He's got to be enlightened also, just like Bo Brights. Bo didn't know there was anything wrong with his system until they shot his men and tried to kill him. He was off killing everybody in the name of democracy and the United States of America up until 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Know that if you don't know and you didn't know it, how in the world would they know? Just being in it doesn't. You see all the things wrong. Well, has Ross Perot had time in the last year to read 55 journals? I doubt it. And he's probably sick of the ones that are coming. But once he sees a few things wrong, he is the kind who will study. And he will listen. And he will say, oh my goodness, Bo, will you help me? Then you've got a team that can do something. Before they allow that team in, Bush will pull it down. They cannot afford that team to get in. But once in place, maybe you're strong enough as a people to hold the line. But you're going to have to clean out that Congress. And Perot thinks he can work with them.
He doesn't realize what they are.
So in answering the question, no, do not go vote for the lesser of evils. Either go vote for Perot or don't even bother to go. You know, vote for. Do not vote against. It doesn't matter who the party's put in. It's one, and it's controlled.
Commander, may yes. I add a few words regarding Bo Brights?
Oh, I would appreciate it.
I was fortunate enough to hear Bo Brights speak twice in Dallas last month. The second time in particular, he was overwhelmingly genuine, positive in his whole outlay of what he had to say in his platform. He related a story about some of his experiences in Vietnam where he felt, and his commander felt, he had no chance of coming out of this mission alive. And when he came out with all of his men alive, he said he now changed his view and he did not make odds. He left it up to God. And that's why he feels that he's called and he's going to do his best in this campaign to get on the ballot, and that he's not concerned whether people say you have no chance. This is in response to Susie's question. And he convinced me with his talk. He can do something.
James Greitz is groomed by God to do this job. It may be after the fact as far as you ones can understand. he had to have his experiences so that he could understand. And he went forth and he became involved in Zen Buddhism. He tried everything, right through the Mormon Church. He and God have a good relationship now, and I'm privileged to be a friend. And I get hard on him from time to time, because man has a tendency to want to go out and make his pronouncements and judgments. And even a candidate must not judge, lest he be judged. Know that if it's time, it will come to be, and you can do it. And it's a test of your mettle to do it. Thank you very much for sharing with us. We feel very isolated from time to time.
We are greatly confused by the myriad references to the human adversary and the current alliances. An organizational chart would be vastly helpful. Are the various references interchangeable in the case of elite, cartel, globalists?
Well, I don't have to do that. Get John Coleman's book. He has a diagram, okay, the hierarchy structure.
There's one other question. Who are the primary individuals, groups behind mind control, computer tracking of everyone, global currency, development and proliferation of AIDS virus, CIA, KGB, Mossad, British intelligence direction?
The Tavistock Institute, at the orders of the Committee of 300, World Health Organization, all of it.
One more good one. Who controls British royalty?
Also, guess who?
The old girl herself?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
big boy.
Let's just say it's the one we all come to appreciate for all the lessons we get, all the challenges we get.
Is Queen Elizabeth a Robotoid?
No. Mm-hmm. I had to go through my own scanners, you see. She doesn't need to be.
No. Sir, you were saying that Jesse Jackson was ED. Nothing against races, but I thought he didn't want black people around.
I'm sorry, you'll have to repeat that.
Jesse Jackson. Thought you said, didn't you just say a while ago that he wasn't one of the elites?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I thought he didn't want black people in a group.
They don't.
So he's...
But they can use them every now and then. Yes.
Okay.
He's simply a tool.
Okay.
Just like Powell. Powell is just a titular head of something.
Commander...
Please.
Is there any significance to Perot's interim vice president coming out of Stanford?
Not a lot. Not a lot. You see, Perot is going with ones that are his friends. And at this point, he's not enlightened enough to the whole picture to reasonably and intelligently choose. Now, he knows more than you think he knows. He's that smart. But he has simply picked a friend that he knows he can trust. And where he comes from, I mean, all of these other things, I would guess that Ross Perot is not very familiar with. And he's going to have to come into some balance with it. But he knows a whole heck of a lot more than he's telling you. And he's smart enough to continue that facade so that the press and the government cannot do anything to him. And as long as he projects this image, he will get on Larry King Live and Donahue and Oprah Winfrey and everywhere. And quietly, they can go about building their platform. And this is something all of you are going to have to learn, is to do your special work quietly. Keep it small and keep it simple. That's K-I-S-S.
Yeah.
Because none of you are stupid.
Last question, number 13. Please give us a diagram.
No, but she almost flew. We're not doing badly. We just about lost her voice this morning. So we're doing okay.
This is tape number 3 on April 4th, 1992. The next question is, since time and space are illusion, all is a continuum, and soul evolvement requires many incarnations of experiencing, are all lifetimes required by each of us happening simultaneously? Is past life regression simply a tapping into cosmic knowledge, a temporary remembering of an experience that is happening now to a different aspect of the soul of each of us? Please explain, especially for the benefit of the Liberator readers who do not have the benefit of your meeting with us, how loved ones can recognize each other in realms beyond third dimension physical. Since attaining the capacity for loving purely is such a vital lesson of experiencing, and pure love for self and others is necessary for healing, the topic of love and its effects is extremely important for us to thoroughly understand. That's the end of the question already.
When you manifest into the physical compression, when you become manifest as a thought, for all practical purposes, again, if you cannot comprehend illusion, timelessness, spacelessness, then all we're doing is talking in circles anyway. She has the concept, she just can't comprehend it. It's too big for you to comprehend. You will comprehend it when you get to that level of understanding where it is. You are dealing here with what is, trying to figure out there what might be. If you close your eyes, for instance, everything in the room is gone. And if there was silence, you would not know except for the feeling of other presence. This room, Tadorma, is empty of bodies through her eyes. You know what she sees? She sees energy forms. There are no faces, no, and the room is filled. There wouldn't be room for you. Try it sometime. Try it right now. Just close your eyes and listen to me. The place is filled with energies of higher ones coming for lessons, to share, to serve, your guides, your people, ones who come to the higher teacher for listening and their own lessons for their growth. What you perceive on this planet can only be perceived in time segments. Your progress from and to in your experience is taken in sequences measured by your growth and learning. And you have no way to measure that from this dimension that you are experiencing. And for me to explain, as asked, I have no explanation to which you can relate except on a higher level of perception, because you've been there. The only reason that some of you can comprehend it is because you have been to a higher level of understanding and knowingness. And you can look what you would consider back at those experiences, because they all become past. Let us talk about the magic of the Far East, the true mysticism, the true unraveling of the great mysteries. Let us talk about flight. You see, they have learned that they have the ability to bring the frequency of the body to match, because you are a composition of all that is around you, no more and no less. Just as if you put an ice cube in a glass of water, and if it comes from the same tap stream, it will be identical, and it will just move into that water. If you heat it and it expands, it simply goes out as vapor. It is the same water. And through the control and the knowingness of how it works, understanding, literally comprehending how it works, yes, you could fly. You could pass through anything. Anything could pass through you, because all things are made of the basic same thing, assembled to a different DNA blueprint. And you cannot think in one term and explain the other. And all beings in their separation are different levels of their experience. So in one sense, yes, you are experiencing all of it, because there is only infinity, which is all, everything, unending, unlimited. But to become one in the void with God, in the resting place, in the total stillness with God, means that you have made that whole circle, going out from God and experiencing all of these things in its proper sequence until you've learned, and you come back into the stillness with God. And you have no way of measuring where you are on that wheel, because there are wheels within wheels within wheels, and they're all spiral. Everything is a spiral. You're either going out or you're coming in as God breathes. Your breath, your body, everything is held together by compression. Read the Pleiades volumes. They're wondrous. They're the most important books for your spirituality on the planet. Don't neglect them. Even if you don't understand them, what I'm saying right now would make sense to you if you've just read them. You cannot think in this little physical world and wonder if it's an illusion. You know it's an illusion, or you wouldn't be struggling so blasted hard to get back to the disillusion. What are you looking for? Why haven't you found it? It's like wandering around in a dream. You can't seem to ever get there, can you? And yet once in a while you do. And that becomes your reality, and you want to hold to it. You want to bring it back. Because something got finished. Most of your dreams don't get finished, you know. You make sure you don't quite finish them. But you do a lot of sorting during that period of time. And then very frequently when morning comes, you have solved problems. You won't remember having done it, but you'll be able to sit, and problems that were so great when you went to bed seem a little bit simpler. And maybe even the solution comes while you're taking your shower or whatever. You are alive in the physical. You are a functioning, compressed being. And it's another one of those things. If you spend all your time trying to figure out what is beyond the veil, you will miss it when you get there. Allow it to unfold. And the only way that it can unfold is to do your homework. I can't sit here and give you 3 years of lesson in 3 hours. There's no way. There is no way that the physical mind can absorb it. It's not going to just sprinkle out on you. And anyone who tells you that it will is doing you a disservice. And you better check their Melchizedek credentials. You can be changed in the blink of an eye. But to come into knowing in the blink of an eye means you are going to make that transition into death of the body. And most of you are trying to avoid that like the plague. Let's have another question. Now we have a whole nother tape to fill up.
You'll really love this one. You have referred to the Ashtar command as a computer. Please explain how this is established and functions.
Just like a computer. I said the Ashtar command. Ashtar, that's what it's called. Ashtar is like commander or Bashar. Bashar means teacher, messenger, commander. Ashtar is a being who commands the Ashtar command. It holds all of the records, for instance, of this planet. It's got all of you wired in. It is not the Akashic records, as you know the Akashic records to be, which is the history. It is the DNA of God. If you want to call it that, all experience. All experience. That's a big brain. The Ashtar command is not the Akashic records, but it has access to the Akashic records. And every piece of equipment, if you will, comes under someone's direction. Hatton literally functioned as record keeper. And here's where a lot of the misinformation comes from, the bits and pieces that have filtered down to you and in the misunderstanding. As record keeper, I worked very closely with that command. Corton, as communications director, worked very closely with the Ashtar, quote, command, because that's where all the information regarding your planet and you people are stored. It is where we go for our information. The minute we have to evacuate the planet, we back off. Commander Ashtar takes over. And he is not royalty. And that is an insult. He is often called Lord Ashtar. But to you, that is a misnomer. That is a misuse of the word. Lord only means teacher. Master teacher. Well, you have the energy, the entity, that fills that role, just like I fill a role. Just like Corton fills a responsible position. But don't come tell me through your speaker, through Dorma, to me that I work for Commander Corton and therefore I'm to tell you. What's the matter with him telling me? I'm in communications with him constantly. Doesn't have to take that route. If I'm going to get to Corton, don't think that I'm going to tell Susie Q in Arkansas. Those are messages sent to get me, if I am false, to respond to that and say, oh, well, I guess Commander Corton told you that you were to do this, so I bless you. BX.
Next.
Yes.
Number 11. You acknowledge the improbability of Bo Greitz's becoming president because of the cartel-controlled media. Is it more important to cast a symbolic vote for Bo or to cast a positive vote for the least of the awful candidates? Yesterday you spoke somewhat approvingly of Pat Buchanan. Which of the Democratic candidates is the least awful? Even if elections are fixed by virtue of hand-picked candidates, we need to demonstrate a show of force by voting for the best of the lot, by being divinely informed and influenced by your higher vantage point of discernment.
Well, obviously, Jared Brown's gotten himself into a lot of trouble. And these are old questions. Buchanan has proved what he is. He was just a front. And he was taken out of the race. And now all he is just a vague mouth, and you don't even hear from him anymore. He'll make a speech or something. Well, all I wanted to do was bring Bush over here back to... please, all of you, remember... He made a big statement after he made one win, and he said, I'm going to meet with President Bush and demand that he consider stepping down. Does anybody remember that?
I remember.
He met with him. He met with him at Camp David, and Mr. Buchanan never walked out of there again. And guess what he said immediately afterwards? Well, all I wanted to do was just get George to pay attention. I know that he's going to win. My gosh, you couldn't have done a better job of setting you up. So that one's out. Now what do we have with the Browns? Well, you had a father who was an elitist. Jerry is an honorable, honest, he's trying. But he just blew himself out. I don't believe he has a prayer now. Certainly, anybody groomed by the Bilderbergs and put out as presidential fodder, like Clinton is, I don't know. I don't know what you can do. Jerry has some good ideas. But a 13% tax means nothing if everybody's out of work, for instance. But he's trying to solve problems on a level within the system. That's what all of them are basically forced to do.
What about his choice for his running mate?
That did him in. And it also got the elite controllers around his neck. Jesse Jackson is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He is one of the elite.
One of our greats.
I would hope that every one of you would support him. You will notice that, you see, you don't see the underlying work that you do. Let me share a couple of things with you so that we can share something. More is taking place than you realize. Many of your readers, your brothers out there, have sent a barrage of liberators to Ross Perot. Ross Perot fully intended to announce his full-time running mate. You notice what he did. An interim running mate, just like Bo Brights did with Monet, to get them on the ballot that required. And then what did Ross say? I will not make a decision until summer. We'll see how this goes. Bo and Perot will probably be able to work it out. Neither wants to be president. Who would want that awful job? But Perot has the backing. He has the money. He has the popularity. He has the presency. He's been seen a lot. But he has the wrong ideas. He thinks you can do these things because he holds to the constitutional belief as an industrial man. He knows it's wrong. But he's a billionaire, for goodness sakes. And you don't have time to read the liberators. Where in the world is he going to get this information? He's got to be enlightened also, just like Bo Brights. Bo didn't know there was anything wrong with his system until they shot his men and tried to kill him. He was off killing everybody in the name of democracy and the United States of America. Up until 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Know that if you don't know and you didn't know it, how in the world would they know? Just being in it doesn't, you see all the things wrong. Well, has Ross Perot had time in the last year to read 55 journals? I doubt it. And he's probably sick of the ones that are coming. But once he sees a few things wrong, he is the kind who will study. And he will listen. And he will say, oh my goodness. Bo, will you help me? Then you've got a team that can do something. Before they allow that team in, Bush will pull it down. They cannot afford that team to get in. But once in place, maybe you're strong enough as a people to hold the line. But you're going to have to clean out that Congress. And Perot thinks he can work with them.
He doesn't realize what they are.
So in answering the question, no, do not go vote for the lesser of evils. Either go vote for Perot or don't even bother to go. You know, vote for. Do not vote against. It doesn't matter who the party's put in. It's won and it's controlled.
Commander, may
yes.
I add a few words regarding Bo Brights?
Oh, I would appreciate it.
I was fortunate enough to hear Bo Brights speak twice in Dallas last month. The second time in particular, he was overwhelmingly genuine, positive in his whole outlay of what he had to say in his platform. He related a story about some of his experiences in Vietnam where he felt, and his commander felt, he had no chance of coming out of this mission alive. And when he came out with all of his men alive, he said he now changed his view and he did not make odds. He left it up to God. And that's why he feels that he's called and he's going to do his best in this campaign to get on the ballot. And that he's not concerned whether people say, you have no chance. This is in response to Susie's question. And he convinced me with his talk. He can do something.
James Gratz is grown by God to do this job. It may be after the fact, as far as you ones can understand. He had to have his experiences so that he could understand. And he went forth and he became involved in Zen Buddhism. He tried everything, right through the Mormon Church. He and God have a good relationship now, and I'm privileged to be a friend. And I get hard on him from time to time, because man has a tendency to want to go out and make his pronouncements and judgments. And even a candidate must not judge. Lest he be judged. Know that if it's time, it will come to be, and you can do it. And it's a test of your mettle to do it. Thank you very much for sharing with us. We feel very isolated from time to time.
We are greatly confused by the myriad references to the human adversary and the current alliances. An organizational chart would be vastly helpful. Are the various references interchangeable in the case of elite, cartel, globalists?
Well, I don't have to do that. Get John Coleman's book. He has a diagram, the hierarchy structure.
One other question. Who are the primary individuals, groups behind mind control, computer tracking of everyone, global currency, development and proliferation of AIDS virus, CIA, KGB, Mossad, British intelligence direction?
The Tavistock Institute, at the orders of the Committee of 300, World Health Organization, all of it.
One more good one. Who controls British royalty?
Also, guess who?
The old girl herself?
Sure.
Well,
big boy.
Let's just say it's the one we all come to appreciate for all the lessons we get, all the challenges we get.
Is Queen Elizabeth a Robotoid?
No. Mm-hmm. I had to go through my own scanners, you see. She doesn't need to be.
No. Sir, you were saying that Jesse Jackson was ED. Nothing against races, but I thought he didn't want black people in.
I'm sorry, you'll have to repeat that.
Jesse Jackson. Thought you said, didn't you just say a while ago that he wasn't one of the elites?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I thought he didn't want black people in a group.
They don't.
So he's.
But they can use them every now and then. Yes.
Okay.
He's simply a tool.
Okay.
Just like Powell. Powell is just a titular head of something.
Commander.
Please.
Is there any significance to Burroughs interim vice president coming out of Stanford?
Not a lot. Not a lot. You see, Perot is going with ones that are his friends. And at this point, he's not enlightened enough to the whole picture to reasonably and intelligently choose. Now, he knows more than you think he knows. He's that smart. But he has simply picked a friend that he knows he can trust. And where he comes from, I mean, all of these other things, I would guess that Ross Perot is not very familiar with. And he's going to have to come into some balance with it. But he knows a whole heck of a lot more than he's telling you. And he's smart enough to continue that facade so that the press and the government cannot do anything to him. And as long as he projects this image, he will get on Larry King Live and Donahue and Oprah Winfrey and everywhere. And quietly, they can go about building their platform. And this is something all of you are going to have to learn, is to do your special work quietly. Keep it small and keep it simple. That's K-I-S-S.
Yeah.
Because none of you are stupid.
Last question, number 13. Please give us a diagram.